Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 through 19. It reads, "The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of the dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked, those who choose to stay in sin, is like deep darkness. They do not even know what makes them stumble." I mean, there's nothing more beautiful. Listen to this. There's nothing more beautiful than watching a sunrise. I remember when Donna, myself, and the children were in the Grand Canyon, where everyone just kind of stood on the edge of the canyon early in the morning hours as we're watching the dawn of the morning, the sun rising, and all the beautiful colors of the Grand Canyon were reflecting as the sun hit it. And it was just this awe moment, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the awe moment that became imprinted on our hearts and our minds. All that gathered stood in silence, only to whisper quietly if they felt they needed to talk, because its beauty seemingly had a voice that was speaking to each of us, saying, "Shh, this is a special moment, and words must not be spoken." The sun moved slowly higher and higher, and as we silently watched, it got brighter and brighter until once we stood in darkness, now we were suddenly in the full light of the day. It was just a beautiful moment, an awe moment. This is what it's like for those who choose to walk rightly before the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, walking obediently in the light of His Word, in view of His mercy, and because of His grace, your life just gets brighter and brighter. It's sort of like the moon reflects the sun. Well, you think about it, we reflect the S-O-N, the light of God's glory in our life. Less of us, more of Him, all of a sudden it becomes all about Him and not about us. It's totally opposite for those who choose to walk in darkness. It's anything but silent or respectful. And definitely there's no awe moments in sight. Most of the moments around them, these experiences, they're more like ouch instead of awes. Those who choose to walk in darkness, those who choose to walk outside the grace and the lordship of Jesus Christ, who choose to walk openly in sin and not make Jesus the Lord of their life, their lives get darker and darker and darker. It's amazing how you can see someone's beginning this journey of rebellion towards God, maybe a rebellious teenager, a rebellious man, a rebellious woman, when they first decide to go in this way of their life, declaring openly or silently in their heart, "I'm not going to live for God, but myself." At first, it seems like they look like everyone else. But as they continue to walk in darkness, they begin to morph, if you would, morph into some like worn, tattered, scarred existence. Though they are possibly young, they look like they've already lived a full life and now are living on borrowed time. They may have physical cuts and bruises as well as emotional cuts and bruises because of the darkness they've chose to walk in. It blinds them because they can't see. Paul says their minds are blinded by the god of this world, blinded by Satan, the darkness they chose to walk in. Realize there's something worse than blinded eyes. It's a blinded mind that can't see. It's someone thinking they see clearly when they don't understand that they're blinded by their choices. And that's what's causing so much pain in their life. Because of all this darkness and this blind mind, it makes them stumble. But they can't see why. They can't see what's causing them to stumble. They typically lash out at others, blaming everyone for what they are personally causing in their own lives to happen by their own choices. They blame others because they can't see. It's their choices. It's them because they chose to walk in darkness. And they become jealous and envious of those who get brighter and brighter, not realizing you chose to walk in darkness. You chose not to walk in light. They stumble in the workplace. They stumble in their relationships. They stumble in their families. They stumble in their communities, bumped and bruised, yet often ending their days sitting in darkness. The darkness of their choices. Each night with their hearts stewing with blame, thinking someone else has done me wrong. Today's wisdom moment, Proverbs 4, 18 through 19. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of the dawn, shining ever brighter to the full light of day. But the way of the wicked, the one who chooses to walk in darkness, is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.